Kids Q is designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by Community Works, with thrift shops in downtown Carrboro and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza still being renovated, but Community Works is open with regular hours, all stocked up for the holidays. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. Speaking of great organizations, we are joined today by a special guest to help us out with Kids Q. Justin Leonard is the co-founder and instructor for Imagicode, a really cool organization that believes that learning to code opens doors for students that other skills don't. And we're going to talk about Imagicode with Justin right now. How's it going? Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, I'm great. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So tell us about Imagicode. You've co-founded it. What was the origin story here?
Yeah, so we kind of started this about a year ago. It'll be a year in January, actually. And we try to teach kids computer science because we think it's becoming a very important aspect. Just knowing how to code unlocks so many new doors. It's just a great way to think logically about different things. It could be applied to math, to language, to really anything. We think it helps with their typing skills, and we think that, you know, in the future it's going to be very important for every child to know some sort of coding ability, whether that be something very simple, just to, you know, for home, or if that decides to be their profession in the future.
What are some ways, and I think people are kind of tangentially aware of coding, may not know all of the different applications. What are some ways that you can use that skill that people might not be able to think of immediately?
Right. So, I mean, the obvious one is games.
Right.
Kids love to make games. That's kind of where we focus on, just because it's something that keeps their interest really well. But as you age and get older, you can do things like automating your life, doing anything like that, making home automation. So maybe you want your lights to come on at a certain time, go off at a certain time, or say you just want to, you know, have an email sent out. It can be something as simple as that, or you can get as complicated and complex as you want, building your own apps and things like that.
And developing software and apps and programs that then can be marketed to others as
right,
well.
Definitely, right, definitely, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So what are some of the programs that Imagicode offers now?
So right now we are kind of focusing on a mobile app class. So it's the idea of building your own application. It can be a game or it can be something like that. And it's really simple for the kids. It's a drag and drop interface, so you can just pick a block and connect it to another. It's basically just like building Legos, and then you tell your app what to do, say when you click on a button or something like that. We also offer some other classes that use that same drag and drop interface. And a lot of that time it's using it to make games or to make videos or fun little things online that they can then post and then have comments on and things like that.
Awesome.
So we kind of focus at first on that very simple drag and drop interface, and then we move on to the type-based classes because we think that having that base of logic with the blocks is really important. And once you have that, it can be applied to pretty much anything you want to do.
Yeah, and I know it's not just about the skills that you're teaching, but also about kind of the experience that you're creating in the classes, because you want to create an inclusive environment for students to best learn. So what's the experience like for kids who take these classes?
Yeah, so we try to adapt the class as much as possible to the students.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, we have, you know, template games or something like that that we will, you know, kind of have there so they can do like a Flappy Bird type game, which was really popular a few years ago. They can do a Flappy Bird game, but then they can kind of change little parts of it to make it their own. So maybe they don't want it to be a bird. Maybe, I don't know, it's the holidays. So maybe they want it to be Santa jumping over some candy canes or something like that.
They might want that in June, too.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah. So we kind of like adapt to what they want to do and, you know, listen to them, because we think it's important that they are a part of the process. Like, the creative aspect of coding is really, really important to us. It is an art form, and we want everyone to kind of realize that.
So like creating the foundation and then letting them take it where they want to go,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely. It's definitely about giving them the chance to, you know, experiment and collaborate and be who they want to be.
What is your background? How did you get into this?
So I actually went to UNC and I got my degree in computer science. Mm-hmm. And then my first job out of that was kind of doing something similar. And then I just kind of figured I can kind of do something a little bit more to reach out to my community. So we've been doing this, like I said, for about a year now in the Triangle area, mostly in the Apex and Morrisville area. But we're moving out this way. We're expanding, trying to get into as many schools as we possibly can to, you know, provide great after-school programs and track-out programs and summer camps.
And you got an event coming up on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we do. So we have a free day of code. We're calling it a holiday of code. So you can all come out. It's at Perch Co-working Space in Carrboro, and it'll be from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. You can come whenever. It's free floating. We'll have a bunch of different activities for kids to do. You can ask us any kind of questions you might have, and hopefully we'll have some stuff that the kids can even bring home with them.
Awesome. What age range are we looking at here?
So this is mostly going to be appealing to 7 to 14-year-olds.
Okay.
If they're a little bit younger, that's okay. If they're a little bit older, that's okay. Come on out. We can do something. There's definitely a lot of adaptability there.
Yeah. So if you've got a kid 7 to 14 or 6 to 15 maybe-ish, bring them out to Perch Co-working Studios in Carrboro. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's the holiday of coding with a magic code. It's going to be a lot of fun, really informative, educational. You'll be learning and creating and having a good time as well. Speaking with Justin Leonard, co-founder and instructor of Imagicode, are you ready for Kids Q?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you had a pet dragon, what would you name it and what would it look like?
Oh my gosh, that is a really great question.
I'm glad that this question showed up because when you were talking about drag and drop games, I thought you meant drag and drop games, which is
That's
an awesome
hilarious.
Name for a game, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it exists yet, but it should.
That's really funny.
So I already had dragons on the brain.
No, that's fine. I would have to, oh gosh,
If what I was did Daenerys name her dragons?
Daenerys, she had three of them, and they're all named after her husbands or someone important to her.
Oh,
so
nice.
So Drogon.
Yes.
Viserys or Viserion, and
the third one.
The third
I'm
one.
So not a Game of Thrones person.
That's okay. I'm not either. Anymore.
Okay, good.
Anymore.
Yeah, you're
no,
two up on me. Yeah. Oh, not after season 8.
Yeah, they did. But if I had to name it, I would probably name it something to do with coding. Yeah. So I would probably name mine something along like Python or something like that. Python's
a
coding
good.
Language.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like
so
that.
So if I was going to name it, I think I'd name it Python. And I think if I had to describe what they would look like, I think a yellow dragon or a green dragon. Green's my favorite color.
Okay.
And I want them to have wings. I know a lot of times you see some dragons that don't have wings. I don't think that's a real dragon. You got to have wings to be a dragon.
You
got to
have wings, yeah. Do you have to breathe fire as well? Is that part of
the
thing?
So you can
thing?
Breathe fire or ice or something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Breathe something that ordinarily people don't, right?
Yeah, definitely. This is a really great question.
I love this question.
Yeah.
Okay, so my dragon would just look like, I think, a regular, like, cover of a fantasy novel dragon, like green wings, scale, like a stegosaurus tail with scales. Like, that's my standard dragon. I've got two cats named Banjo and Sticks, and we know that if we had a third cat, we'd name it Casey. So I think I'll go with Casey, because that's going to be our next pet no matter what, probably. So we'll just stick with that for the dragon. But yeah, I'm so unimaginative when it comes to, like, what would it look like? Like, I would just go with the standard dragon, I think.
Yeah,
give me more
like,
time, and I'll, like, maybe blue with pink polka dots or something like that.
Yeah, kind of like the Inheritance trilogy, like Aragorn and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at CommunityWorks. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Speaking with Justin Leonard, co-founder and instructor of Imagicode. And again, don't forget, the holiday of coding is this Saturday, 10 to 4 at Perch Co-working Studios in downtown Carrboro. Other things that people need to know about Imagicode?
Yeah, so like I said, we're trying to expand out to the Carrboro Chapel Hill area, so we want to do after-school classes at school, so you don't have to come pick up your kid. You can just leave them there for a little while and then come pick them up later.
Awesome.
We want to do track-out programs. I know track-out's not a very big thing in this area, but we would love to do that. And then we do summer camps as well. So any of those things we're super excited about. And we actually will have a Saturday class coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, that they're going to be able to code and take something home. So.
And people want to find out more online, where do they go?
Yeah, if you want to find out more online, you just go to imagicode.co. That's C-O, not .com. I know that can get a little confusing. So that's imagicode.co.
Awesome. Imagicode.com, the website. Show up at Perch Co-working Studios this Saturday for the Holiday of Code from 10 to 4. And again, head to the website and find out more. Justin Leonard, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.